Welcome to 9 to 5 Mac Daily for Friday, August 7th, 2020. I'm Chance Miller. We are sponsored this week by Direct Mail for Mac. First off today, Apple has officially released the first public beta of macOS 11 Big Sur. Apple had originally said this beta would be released in July, so it's about a week behind schedule, but here it is. macOS 11 Big Sur is a massive update for the Mac, including a completely redesigned interface, an all-new Messages application, a redesigned Control Center and Notification Center with support for widgets, and much more. The release of the public beta means you can try out Big Sur on your Mac without being a registered developer, but that doesn't necessarily mean that you should. Apple's newest software version won't be complete until the fall, at which point it will be released to the general public. So testers should expect performance and stability issues when running the macOS Big Sur public beta on primary devices. This includes crashes, worse battery life than expected, and incompatibility with third-party apps. But with all of that having been said, if you're willing to take the risk, you can find out how to install the macOS 11 Big Sur public beta at the link in the show notes below. Apple has also released the fourth public betas of iOS 14 and iPadOS 14. These betas bring the changes we discussed yesterday, such as the new TV app widgets, COVID-19 exposure notification API support, and more. One quick side note here is that if you rely on the voice-over accessibility feature, you should avoid installing Beta 4 of iOS 14 or the latest watchOS 7 beta due to a bug that makes VoiceOver non-functional. We're still waiting on the public beta release of watchOS 7. Apple's beta software program website still lists the watchOS 7 public beta as coming soon, even though Apple had said the beta would be released in July. Notably, this year will mark the first time that Apple has ever released a watchOS beta to the public, so it could simply be that it has run into some roadblocks in this process. Nonetheless, we'll be sure to let you know whenever watchOS 7 is released in public beta form. In other news, Apple and UCLA are teaming up on a new 3-year research study to understand how factors including sleep, physical activity, heart rate, and daily routines can play a role in depression and anxiety. UCLA will use data collected by iPhone, Apple Watch, and the Bedit sleep tracker in the study. UCLA made the announcement this week, explaining that 150 participants have been recruited from among UCLA health patients. The next phase will expand the study to include 3,000 participants, including those from the student body of UCLA. According to the university, participants will be instructed to download an app onto their iPhones to track the data. The participants will receive a Bedit sleep monitor and an Apple Watch, both of which will be used throughout the study for collecting additional information. The goal of this study by Apple and UCLA is to offer new insights into behavioral health research and clinical care for depression. UCLA explains that current approaches to treating depression rely almost entirely on the subjective recollections of depression sufferers. So this study is an important step for obtaining objective and precise measurements that guide both diagnosis and treatment. The main phases of the study will occur from 2021 through 2023, and the university emphasizes that its researchers, as well as Apple, will analyze the data only after it's coded and stripped of names and other contact information. This study serves as another example of Apple's growing interest in the health industry. In the past, Apple has teamed up with Stanford Medicine on the Apple Watch Heart Study, as well as different studies for things like hearing and movement. You can learn more about the newest study in partnership with UCLA at the link in the show notes below. We are sponsored this week by Direct Mail for Mac. Get 10% off your first email campaign at directmailmac.com/9TO5. If you're looking to grow your business or stay in touch with fans and followers, take a look at Direct Mail for Mac, the number one rated email marketing app for macOS. People love Direct Mail because it's built specifically for the Mac. You can get your work done in half the time using all of the Mac technologies you've grown to love, drag and drop, integration with other apps, and much more. There's no more waiting for a slow web page to load or fumbling with a browser. Direct Mail also has customizable templates that look great on all devices and helpful customer service staffed by real humans and not chatbots. Send your first email campaign today with a free download of Direct Mail. But 9to5Mac daily listeners can save 10% on all full-featured Direct Mail plans. Head over to directmailmac.com/9to5 to see how Direct Mail can help your business grow. To round out this week, let's check in with Trevor Doherty from 9to5Toys for details on some of the best Apple deals of the day.
This weekend's best Apple-friendly deals over at 9to5Toys include iPad Pro starting at $635 for Friday only in certified refurbished condition. You can find additional iPad models on sale from $400 over at Woot as well. Apple is also heading into the weekend with a new movie sale starting at $4. Plus, you can save on various Spider-Man bundles and much more. Of course, you'll find all of this weekend's best deals over at 9to5toys.com. Make sure you're also following along on Twitter at 9to5toys so you don't miss out on any of our favorite deals or the coolest new gear that we share with our readers every day.
That wraps up another week of 9to5Mac Daily. As always, if you like the show, please be sure to subscribe in Apple's podcast app or Overcast or wherever you listen every day. And while you're there, it's very helpful to us if you leave us a rating and a review to help more people find 9to5Mac Daily. Again, my thanks to Direct Mail for Mac for supporting the show this week. Be sure to learn more at directmailmac.com/9to5. We'll be back next week with a full week of 9to5Mac Daily, but in the meantime, you can find all of the latest Apple news on 9to5mac.com, follow me on Twitter at Chance H. Miller, and come back on Monday for a new week of 9to5Mac Daily.